Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Anna Thomas and this is...
I'm Rodrigo Souza.
And we're here from Microsoft's Cloud and AI team, and we're going to continue our conversation about the Learn AI Bootcamp. Last week we talked to you guys about cognitive services, and you can see we talked a lot about Lewis and computer vision. And so at this point we have, if you completed all the labs, we have our metadata stored in Cosmos DB, we have a Lewis model ready, and we're really just missing those final pieces, the Azure search and the bot. So in this episode, we're really going to dive into those. And Rodrigo, can you start us off by talking about Azure search?
Yeah, the first lab is about Azure search. It's a PaaS service running on Azure. It has 99.9% SLA, and it's really easy to scale up or down. Azure search has special features for unstructured data, like spelling mistakes, geospatial data, suggestions, ranking, paging, highlighting, and facets. So Azure Search will help our bot to find the photos we'll be looking for. I will do a quick demo about Azure Search. Last week, we loaded our solution with the photos information, and here is my Azure Search for the bot. Azure Search has the Data Explorer, where you can browse, as an example, for water. So it has metadata about your data, where the photo is, the score about the search we did about this specific item. If you click the control key, you can follow the link, and you see exactly a photo about water. Where is this photo? This photo is in this URL where we loaded from our application, command line application. And now, Anna, what else will we do today? Let's create this bot.
Great, yeah, so now we have our Azure search index ready. All of our pieces are ready. We just need to incorporate them into a bot, which we'll do in the next demo. And what I wanna stress, which is kind of exciting, is that we're using the bot framework SDK v4, which is fairly new depending when you're watching this video. And so I just want to show our GitHub materials again, just so you know where to find them. So last week I showed you guys the pretty GitHub IO, and this week I'm going to show you just the regular GitHub page. You can find it at this link. We'll also post it. You can see all the labs here. Up to this point, we should have completed all of day one labs, and we're moving into building bots. Now, if you want to use the V3 SDK, you can just go through the labs as they are. If you want to use that new V4 SDK, you can click there. And from there, we can go through the lab as we would. And so in these labs, we have different sections. So we'll build this bot step by step so you guys can see first how to build a Hello World bot, and then how to add services and integrate services on top of that. So with that, I want to show you the first Hello World bot with the V4 SDK. So when you create like a .NET Core application, this is kind of the out of the box that you get, except I edited the startup file, and you'll always edit your bot startup files in .NET to contain a startup, as well as a configure services, as well as configuring your app and environment. But in these labs, we really focus on the configuring services. Where am I? Here. Here. Yeah. So we'll focus on configuring services. So we'll add our bot. And then in each step, we'll kind of add some middleware. And this will hopefully show you guys how in the new SDK, we're really using middleware to accomplish and optimize our bots. So this first bot, pretty simple. We added this startup page. We also added a PictureBot class, which basically says, okay, when you receive an activity, if the activity is a message, then respond, hello world. Finally, we added a default HTML file, which you're familiar with if you develop bots in the V3 SDK, which basically just formats that IE page when you run the bot. So we'll run the bot, and if you guys have seen the bot framework emulator before, we put our URL up here with API messages. We have a log, and we can also get the details in JSON. So if I say something like, hello, as we would expect, the bot would just respond, hello world. If I say hi, So that's really all it can do, is just respond to every message with Hello World. So that's kind of the first thing that you'll do. You'll add all the NuGet packages that you need. In the second lab, we'll make our bot do more than just say Hello World. We'll actually set it up to handle our picture topics. So the first thing we'll do is add this topic interface. And the SDK v4 is really nice because they really make it so you can manage code however you want. So we've chosen to manage it using topics, responses, and models. And topics will kind of handle the business logic of the app, and responses will handle all the responses because there's no reason to mess up, make the business logic look messy. So that's what we'll use the responses for, and models just help us edit the objects that we'll be then sending to the user. So we start by creating this iTopic interface, saying that every topic will have a start topic, a continue topic, and a resume topic. Once we have that, I filled in these folders with some responses that you guys can see in the labs, and you can see like a basic topic would just have these three pieces like we built it to have. And they're all not implemented right now because right now we're just focusing on one piece, which is root topic. So before I get into root topic though, I want to show you guys regex with this new SDK. And if you're familiar with regex, it just picks up on specific values. So if I say exactly search pictures, I have some options in there for cases or question marks, then that would be assigned to the regex intent of search.
So we are not using Lewis for every single interaction, right?
Right. That is right. And in fact, we're not using Lewis at all right now, and we'll see how that becomes a problem. So we have our middleware that we've added. You can see we added some state items, which you can read more about. And we're really focusing on this regex. So within the root topic now, we can see that in our, so let's back up. So in our start topic, we're basically saying, okay, when the user joins the conversation, let's greet them and tell them what we can do. And this helps with bot discoverability. And once we've greeted them, let's not greet them again. So we set that to true. Now, if they send a message and we haven't greeted them, this basically says, okay, greet them again. And then continue the topic. And so in continue topic, we try to get those regex intents. And if we can get those, we'll match one of these and go off onto a new topic, for example, the search topic, if we identify they're trying to search. And if we can't, we'll just say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. And this is where Lewis will come in, as Rodrigo was mentioning.
And why should we use regex for?
Yeah, so we'll use regex first so that we can optimize our calls to the service. So there's no reason for us to call Lewis if we don't have to. And we'll see that this will actually catch a lot of the examples. So let's go ahead and run that. And if we just refresh it. So we can see we were joining the conversation. We get a hi on PictureBot and the help menu. So now we can use some of our regex tools to say something like, OK, I want to search pics. Well, that errors, but we know why. And that's because we haven't filled out our search topic yet. But if we try order pics, or share pics, or help, we see that we're getting those responses. So the next thing that we need to do is address this search pics error. So in the next step of the lab, we're actually going to fill out that search topic. So before it was not implemented exceptions, but now we're going to fill it out. So when we start the conversation, start the topic, similarly to starting the root topic, we're going to see if we've asked them what they want to search for. And if we haven't asked them, we'll ask them what they want to search for, and then we'll continue the conversation. In continue topic, then we'll take what they said and we'll run this process search async. And this is really when we create our service, search service, and we connect to it, and we get the results. So as you can see, where are we? Here, process search async, it actually takes in that user input as the search text and responds, oh, okay, you want to search for X, and then runs a start async, which is the next one, which actually creates that search index client, awaits the results, and sends the results. And this final task sends the results and formats them to send to the user. And I know that was like way too fast for you to understand, but just to get a glimpse of kind of the business flow of what we're thinking and using the topics for. So now when we run that, we should being the keyword, should be able to search. So if I say search pics, then I say, oh, I want to search for dogs because I always search for dogs. We get some pictures of dogs, which I had uploaded to my CosmosDB and created a search index as Rodrigo showed us. So this is all great and dandy if I say search pics, but what if I say show me photos, or I want to search, or I have some typos like that. It just doesn't work. Or if I say share that, or if I say, you know, order for my mom because my mom likes dogs too, then it just doesn't work. So clearly, this is where our Lewis model would be of use. So the very last thing that we're going to do to help our bot perform is add Lewis. And that's really easy. What we're going to do is we're actually going to add it to that startup file right under regex. And this is, again, so that we can optimize those calls. So if regex recognizes that we're trying to search, there's no need to call Lewis. But if it doesn't, then we'll call Lewis. So we have to update our startup. And finally, we have to update our continue topic for the root topic. So remember, we before got the regex intents. And if we didn't pick up one, we said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. But now, if we don't pick up one, we'll grab our Lewis intents and guide the conversation in a similar way to regex. The only exception to that is with search picks, if they actually tell us what they want to search for, so if we're able to get that facet of search from the response that the user says, then we'll actually just go ahead and process their search request instead of asking them what they want to search for and taking them through the whole search dialogue. So I'll run it one more time, and we should be able to now interact with our natural language. So now I can say, show me pictures of dogs, and yes, I'm going to search for dogs again. And we see Lewis picked it up, and it says it's confidence there. We just put that in there so you can tell when it's calling Lewis and when it's not calling Lewis. And you can see those results. And now I can say, order for my mom. And that works out too.
Do we have menus as well?
We don't have menus, but I think that would be a great next step to add, is add some buttons to guide the user through the conversation. And that's a common thing that people do with bots, and that could limit your calls to the Lewis service even more.
And what about case sensitive in regex?
Yes, case sensitive in regex, we actually did implement that. You can use, that's a great question. You can use this regex option called regexoptions.ignoreCase. So even if I said search picks, with lots of exclamations, regex would pick it up if I used all caps and was very angrily searching for pictures.
So we can optimize our bot not using Lewis all of the time.
Right. But yeah, it's important we have the Lewis there so users don't get frustrated if they do type in a natural language way. And the final thing you can do is actually publish your bot, and it's really easy to publish your bot. You just have to add an app settings JSON, add your app ID and password, and then you'll have a bot in the dashboard that you can, in the portal that you can access and actually interact with from here. So again, I can show me dog pics. I can look for dog pictures again and go through that same process and also share out on channels, change the settings, add speech priming. There's a lot of stuff that you can do from here.
So the bot service is a web service running on Azure.
Right, that is right. And so that concludes my very lengthy tour of the Bots SDK v4. And I thank you all for hanging in there and joining us today. And we hope that you'll check out our resources. And
The code is always be available on GitHub. It's for you. You can use it. It's public. And you can redeliver this training. And thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Happy coding.